The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast. Man, Florida's effed up.
I kind of like this guy. I mean, he's probably a douchebag, but he's got balls.
All right.
It's a 46-year-old guy from Sebastian, Florida. He was arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and criminal mischief. This happened at a restaurant in Indy Atlantic, Florida. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he busts into the Big Island Burritos.
As you do.
You always bust in there.
You've got to bust in there.
And he challenged every guy inside to a fight.
That's incredible.
I fight all you guys! I'm going to fight all you guys!
Strange place to pick a fight with people.
We are just
burritos. Making
the burritos, sir. We do not want to fight.
Any man here who wishes to engage with me in physical combat?
None of us want to do that. We were busy.
I didn't think so.
Why did you challenge me? Here, I don't know.
You have challenged me to a duel.
I will kill you here.
I'm going to kill you. Son of a bitch.
Oh, geez. I wasn't expecting anybody to take me up on it.
Yeah. Did someone take him up on it?
Well, the Indy Atlantic Police says the defendant was asked to leave after causing the disturbance and challenging all the males inside the restaurant to fight with him. He did finally agree to leave. Frederick Desimone, this 40-year-old guy, or Desimone, but he kicked and knocked the door off its hinges on the way out.
Oh, my God. He has a super kick. He is like a young Wick.
That's why I wouldn't fight him. I wouldn't fight him because if he's spinning a back kick.
Did you know you kick your head right off your body?
I seen it happen one time.
He's nuts.
The door handle was also hanging with the screws ripped out, so he ripped the door handle right off.
He is a very strong man.
Super kick, he's in the Avengers.
He was already on probation for another crime, so he was transported to the Brevard County Jail for processing. Here's a picture of the 46-year-old guy.
Oh, yeah, he can't fight anyone.
You can see his mugshot at Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I don't know how he managed to super kick anything.
If you guys, he must have pretty significant strength to kick and knock the door off its hinges and rip the door handle off.
I like to see the state of this door, Dave. What a kind of door is he?
I don't know if there's pictures of it online.
Is it a wooden door,
Island
Dave?
Island Burritos.
He has hair that the looks Atlantic like he's super glued hair to his head.
Yeah.
In like chunks.
Well, it's funny because I couldn't tell what was going on top of his head.
Ooh, looks like they make a pretty good burrito,
look at
though.
That burrito, dude.
That burrito looked good.
Oh, my God. Show me the front door, Dave.
I'm trying to see if there's any pictures of it from Zoom.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
It looks like a standard door to me.
I think you could keep
it. Like a metal, is it like a metal surrounded glass door?
Yeah.
Well, that guy just was like, I'll find all of you.
Ha! Like, I'll find everybody in here.
Get out.
I wonder what pissed him off. I wonder why he was so upset.
I don't know. Probably booze-fueled.
Yeah, something's going on.
Man, those, I don't even, I can barely pay attention because of those burritos.
That first burrito looked
good.
Yeah, it
looked really good.
I know a burrito will entice you.
Dude, they were thick.
Four and a half stars.
Just like I like it.
Yeah.
Nice and thick.
Stuffed.
Monster-sized burritos at decent prices. Four different ones we tried, all delicious.
God.
The buff chick comes with blue cheese, local hall in the wall, good atmosphere.
Oh, man, there's another bad one.
If you're looking for a quick, this isn't your place.
Oh.
It either gets 5 stars or 1 star.
This place is disgusting.
So that's
mostly five.
Mostly five, though.
I just wonder if, like, there's another burrito place every once in a while. They're like,
go give that place a terrible review.
To give him 1 star, sit there for 2 days and just give him all 1 stars on different accounts.
Do not do anything else. We were sinking.
I will pay you $50.
We are from Awesome Burrito.
Anyway, whatever happened there that day, this guy was pissed about it.
He had a brutal day.
And he wanted to fight everybody.
It was unexpected when he tried to fight the entire staff.
You know, like, there's words.
To have a buddy like that too.
There's words printed on top of that story, and I thought that was his hair.
Oh, that's not his hair?
Like, you see the S and the O?
That's what I thought was his
hair. I thought it was curly hair.
Yeah, I thought he had, like, real stupid hair.
They,
like,
that's what I thought, too.
The sheriff's office puts his, like, writing on top of his mugshot.
Yeah. He still has stupid hair, even without the writing?
Probably. Yes, but, I mean, I thought he had I thought he had weird, curly locks coming down.
I thought he had little tufts of hair.
Yeah, like, aging old man hair. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just receding hair.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, I thought the S and the O were hair.
I did, too. If that county really wants you to know where they got the mugshot from.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. There's some places that just put out mugshots. There's others that put their logo, their seal, everything on it.
Brevard County's where that wacky sheriff is.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a wacky really?
Remember that wacky guy? He cuts, they'll do like a press conference about a meth head, and they'll be like, ah, you know, he's really cooking. Like,
Is that the guy? I thought he was on the other coast, like the Naples area, like the...
Judd,
is it?
Yeah, Judd Grudd.
Sheriff Grudd, Judd.
Dave knows where all the sheriffs are.
I thought I remember him being from the other...
You might be right.
Maybe he's not. I don't know.
I thought he was.
Yeah, he's Polk County.
Okay, so I thought he was the sheriff of all Florida.
He's Florida sheriff.
Yeah. Florida sheriff.
I'm the sheriff of all of Florida.
Grady Judd.
I'm sure he would love to be.
Yeah,
but he's the jokester.
Polk County. Okay.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, we played his
Polk press conferences.
Polk is no joke. A lot of stuff going on there.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were just there. We were in the spring. We were in Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
A New Hampshire man gave his neighbors a sure sign that he was on something.
All right.
He was doing jumping jacks in his neighbor's driveway, sniffing their bushes.
Well, that's just how he does it.
It's hard to sniff a bush and do a jumping jack.
you're gonna poke an eye out. You come down on that bush.
Yeah.
Officers responded to a report of a shirtless New Hampshire man with no shoes doing jumping jacks in the driveway of his neighbor's home on Island Drive. When they arrived, they found 36-year-old James Albert sniffing shrubs with his eyes closed. It smells so good.
Mm.
He was like really getting into it, right?
Yeah.
Shrubs. Jeez.
Marge, stay inside. There's a man out there.
What's he doing?
He's sniffing our bushes.
I'll shoot him if he hurts.
Yeah, get my gun. I shoot this guy. He doesn't have any shoes on. He's doing jumping jacks.
Kill him. Quick.
I will. I'm going to aim now. Okay.
Hold it still.
Just call the police. I don't know if we need all that.
While speaking with Albert, an officer noted more behaviors consistent with drug use. He was then found to be in possession of a bag containing a crystal substance, which he allegedly admitted was methamphetamine. After he was taken to the hospital to be evaluated, they did get a warrant for his arrest. He was taken into custody by officers who were responding to a reported disturbance. He's been released since on personal recognizance. It's not clear when he'll be called to court. There's his mugshot there.
Oh, man, that's a scary-looking dude.
Yep. Well, especially when he's got no shoes on, and he's doing jumping jacks in here.
Sniffing your bushes.
Yeah.
Brings it up.
I don't want that. God, you just don't want, a half-naked man doing jumping jacks on your driveway, sniffing your bushes, because then you got to deal with him, right? You don't want to deal.
I just close my door and just hope
I'm pretty
goes
harmless,
away.
Guys. There's not much really to deal with.
Scat!
Yeah.
Shoo me away. You're in a more secluded area now, so your neighbors probably don't, like before when you would like snow blow in just a thong, your neighbors could see.
Oh yeah, everybody knew. Yeah.
Now you're probably pretty secluded, right?
Yeah, there's only like maybe two people that will notice. The one like doesn't really talk to us much, I think, because of my antics. And there's one that I think is just always drunk.
Uh-huh.
I think if they were to say anything, I'd have ammunition to fire right back.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Get back in the house. Get another drink.
I love screaming, get back in the house at a neighbor. Get back in the house, you drunk.
Yeah.
Shut that door, George. chances are that person won't notice when you're dressed in your thong.
Yeah, sure. But when I go over to their house and I'm doing jumping jacks smelling their bush.
Yeah.
Then maybe.
Yeah, well, then it's just the ramblings of an alcoholic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, I kind of like this woman in Oklahoma, too. She got pulled over last week. She had a suspended license and a warrant. But she tried to get out of it all by thinking up all the excuses.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to poop.
Oh.
Everything. When the cops didn't let her go, she sped off. Here's her story now from KFOR-TV.
Enid police having to call several officers to help arrest a suspect. The driver not giving up on trying to take care of some very important business. A high-speed chase.
Step out of the car!
And guns drawn in residential Enid. All starting with a traffic stop.
Oh,
at the wheel, this woman, Emily Owens, initially pulled over for not wearing her seatbelt. The only form of identification, her medical marijuana card.
Your license is suspended.
Why?
I don't know. And now I'm waiting to see if you have warrants through Woods County. And
so bad.
Where do you think I was going?
Man.
Huh?
This is my birthday.
A bizarre excuse and her 28th birthday. Not the only problem she's dealing with.
I got pooped so bad sucks. And it's my birthday.
It's on video forever.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
I got pooped so bad.
Oh, God.
Oh.
The worst.
Police say she wasn't supposed to be behind the wheel in the first place. A warrant out for her arrest in Winoka, allegedly fighting an officer.
Will you just let me go?
Because I know your license is suspended.
I don't know. Why? I won't drive no more, but can I please go home and go poo?
Officer.
Oh, man. That's a bad scene.
That's tough.
Jeez.
That is tough.
Please, can I just go home and go poop?
The saying
please.
I have to go poop, is that worse than I have to take a dump? Because I feel like it is.
It's very... I know what you're
worse?
Saying.
I would just worse? Say I have no, to go I think bathroom. For a woman, poop is better than dump. I don't yes. want to hear a woman say dump.
Yeah.
I
maybe
don't.
I'm just thinking in my own head because I'm like, if somebody heard me say, I have to go poop.
Yeah, see, poop a guy saying dump, but a woman saying dump? No. I don't want to hear a woman say dump.
Pardon me, guys, but I have to go take a poop.
I still
hate to interrupt the conversation, but I got to poop.
You got to poop so bad?
Yeah, like it's a it's not girly, it's childlike.
Yeah.
Poop is like a childlike, I got to go poop.
Or like what, a puppy does, or like a dog does. It pooped on something.
Yeah,
it is. It's I don't know.
Yeah, I gotta go poop.
But don't you guys agree? You don't want to hear a woman say she's got to go dump.
No, I'm with you on that.
No, but just say you have to go to the bathroom. Just say you have to go to the bathroom.
She wanted to make it clear it was number two, right? Not number one. She's not going to wet herself. She's going to defecate.
She didn't the whole time, right? She didn't. She didn't poop herself.
For backup.
You have warrants for Woods County and they're coming to get you.
No, they're not.
Man.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's it. And she's gone.
Sparking a pursuit, topping 70 miles per hour, blowing through stop signs and a school zone.
She had to poop.
Eventually
real bad.
Stopping.
Get out of the vehicle now!
Arrested, off to jail. And her charges upgraded.
Can I poop in your car, man?
Oh, my God.
She asked the cops.
This is the worst. Go.
Can I poop in your car, man?
Ow.
Arrested, off to jail, and her charges upgraded.
Can I poop in your car, man?
You could have already been on your way to jail.
Yeah, not pooping.
Oh, get my God. Car. She's really got to poop.
Oh, she is so
police searching
into
Owens'
poop.
Car and finding a pipe. And inside of it, meth.
Did she ever poop? Did she ever poop?
No word on the poop. No word that she pooped in that guy's cop car. No, no update on the pooping.
I don't think she really had to poop.
You think it was all smoke and mirrors?
Really, you'd take you'd keep it going that long, even after the...
Yeah, I think she thought it was going to work. Yeah, she's on meth. I think she thought it was going to work.
She took off. Yeah.
I know, every time I get pulled over, that's the first thing I say. I'm like, officer, I have to poop.
It's true.
I do believe
it's always true.
I do believe, yeah, true.
Yeah.
You're legit.
Yeah.
You can prove it.
Yeah.
I wonder what the percentage of police officers that would let you off if they really did think you had to poop.
Well, they'll let you off, but the thing is, they're going to run your plates, they're going to run everything, and they're never going to let you go once they find out that you've got a warrant or that your license is...
Like, so, you know, I think some of them, as soon as they pull up to the window and you say, I'm so sorry, I was speeding a little, but I have to poop so bad, I think there would be a few cops that would be like, all right, dude, listen, just slow down, be
not
careful.
Not if you have a suspended license.
No, but by that point, they won't even know yet. What I'm saying always, is, they don't
they
check.
They always check.
Even the guys who've let me go...
They check your plate.
Have checked my plate before, and checked my license.
Before they pull you over, even.
Yeah, they always get ID for me.
Yeah, they just want to know who they're dealing with, I think. And then they can let you go.
I think, too, if you're a cop, you've seen it 100 times, like fake poop faces, real poop faces.
Oh, like you know.
Like if you got beads of sweat.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If they legitimately think you have to deuce, do they have some compassion in their hearts where they go, all right, get out of here. Go slow it down, but get...
I think it's. I think it would be massively rare for a cop to walk to your window and just look at you. You give them the poop excuse, and they just say, get out of here without taking your license or asking for anything like that.
I think, though, if a woman did it, a non-methy, non-license suspended woman, they would... They'd be so flustered, I think, that they'd probably feel more compassion for a woman than a man.
I think you
like if
are
Lisa, which would never happen because she would never admit it.
Documented,
to anybody.
She'd never documented.
Yeah, it wouldn't be on body cam, never. But if someone like Lisa was pulled over and she's like, "Officer, I'm so sorry, but I'm having some intestinal distress and I really must defecate," then they'd be like, "Okay."
Oh my God, ma'am!
Yeah, but a non-methy, non-suspended licensed woman isn't using that excuse.
Yeah, no.
They can just cry.
No.
Unless she has an issue.
Honestly, I just think that you're vastly underestimating what cops see every day. I think they're met with, I have to poop so many times that they've heard it too much for it to affect them.
Yeah, if they let everybody who said they had to poop go, then they
nobody
in jail.
Do you think that's a number one excuse?
Yes, I think that it is, especially in like a speeding type of scenario.
Yeah.
This person said, got pulled over going 89 in a 70, told the guy I had to go number 2. He let me off with a warning and told me to go.
I think if you get a chubbier cop, I think he'll understand.
It's possible.
I might make the statistics sway.
But yeah, as you're saying, most agencies do require, once you've been pulled over, to identify the driver and to run them for warrants. But I wonder if they do and you've got nothing, would they just be like, all right, get out, go poop?
Yeah, it depends on what kind of day they're having.
Here's an officer. Yeah, I let plenty of people go after poop, but I do check them first. Like you mentioned, they may have warrants. I've had to let people go from stops because if something more dangerous pops up.
Yeah, so you pull a guy over, I've gone, 10 miles an hour over, but then some guy's robbing a bank. You just say to me, hey, get out of here, go.
Yeah.
It's my lucky day because of all my warrants that you didn't check.
Right. Yeah. No, I get it. I just wondered if some of them would have some, poop sympathy.
Yeah. You hope that they do.
You do.
And I feel like if she was serious about it, she should have pooped in the car.
She said it enough times to where she might as well laid a
because long. I think there would be the odd cop, and that's probably rare, but be like, oh, I'm not dealing with this.
Right.
If she did just let loose in her drawers.
Yeah, but then they're on camera letting somebody go, and they're like, Officer Greenbean, you let a lady go because she said you had to poop.
Were you just afraid she was going to poop in the back of your cruiser again?
I would have a lot more arrests if you didn't make me clean my car at the end of the shift. I'm just saying some changes need to be made in the department. Take my bag.
Give it up.
That's it.
Take my bag. I'm not cleaning up feces.
Oh, man, I get it. All that hard work.
We got an email from a cop who quit because someone pooped.
See?
It's a good tie-in.
Yeah, we did. I'm just reminding myself of it. Oh, here we go. Got a long commute. Listen to your podcast the whole way because I'm out of range of the radio station. I heard this segment you did the other day. I had to email you. Former cop, and you'll understand why. Picked up a drunk girl one night many moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't cooperating, so I cuffed her and I put her in the back seat. She had a short skirt on and no underwear. I know this only because she kept squirming and saying she had to use the bathroom and her skirt rode up around her waist. Well, she wasn't lying. She bent over.
Yeah.
And she put her ass against the metal grate between the front and back seat.
Play-Doh did, huh?
And unleashed a violent burst of diarrhea.
Man. Oh, my God.
The metal grate caused a sprinkler effect, sending liquid beer poop everywhere. It even shorted out my in-car computer.
Oh, my God, it shorted out the computer.
Computer's down. Pulled over, stripped down to my underwear at the side of the road because I was covered.
Yeah.
And I tased the evil bitch.
Just tased her.
I drove back to the station. I left her in the car. I put my gun and my badge on the desk in my underwear, and I never went back. I could never face any of those people again, especially whoever had to clean that up. But it sure as hell wasn't going to be me. I now manage a Trader Joe's, and no one has pooped on me since.
Yeah, yeah, it's a cleaner job.
Trader Joe's is a nicer place.
It really is. You're not going to have
peaceful. Like, yeah, real.
But plus, at Trader Joe's, you have some peon you can hire to go pick up the poop if there is any poop in the store.
Yes. Yeah.
But all that training, all done.
I know. Years probably of training, right? But then you think, this is just the first time someone's going to poop on me. I'm going to be pooped on a lot more.
Yeah. You go home and you just drink straight liquor.
Like, Officer Greenbean walks in just in his underwear. Puts his gun on
my God. I don't know what's happened, Greenbean.
You
want
to know what's happened?
Yeah.
Lady pooped through a grate. Turn it on my computer. First pullover ever. Diarrhea poop. Oh. Straight out of her skirt. Listen, I'm already filled out an application out for Trader Joe's, and I'd like you to know that I am resigning my coply duties. So here's my bag.
There it goes again.
Take my bag.
Hello, this is Kumar. How can I help you, Microsoft? What is wrong with your computer, sir?
Well, hey, you're not going to believe a diarrhea got on it.
A diarrhea?
Yeah, diarrhea from a drunken woman. She pooped right through her squirt.
Squirt.
Went through the grate in the cop car, and the whole thing shorted out.
Have you tried to power it down and power it back up?
I don't want to touch it. And frankly, I just turned in my gun and my badge. So you're going to want to call the department and have them square it up with them.
Is any other help I can offer you today?
Not unless you got any pointers about what I'm going to be doing at Trader Joe's.
No pointers.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Make a diarrhea-proof computer system.
Working on it.
Thank you.
Someone said, can you imagine the interview he had at Trader Joe's asking why he quit being a police officer?
Yeah.
Well, buckle up.
Such a different career path.
Yeah.
They don't tell you everything.
They have, I don't know if you guys have been to Trader Joe's, but they have the nicest people working.
They do.
The nicest people. Oh, my goodness.
I've never been there.
And they love everything you buy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's part of their training. They're like, have you tried that yet? It's incredible.
Delicious.
They love it. They love everything. That's the best cheese.
Yeah. They are really excited about every one of their products.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're super supportive of all your purchases.
They are.
They're just supportive about everything.
I guess. Billy's with us in Fort Myers. Hey, Billy, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. So this woman gets pulled over, says she had to poop real bad and it was her birthday, but then led the cops on a chase. You had a comment.
Yeah, I just, so I had a little story. It was the first time I was getting pulled over, and I just got pulled over doing 75 and a 35, and the officer was asking why I was speeding. It was the first time I was getting pulled over, so I was sweating like crazy, and I was just like, yeah, I just left Taco Bell, and I really had to poop. I have to get some gas station like right now. And he's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, man. Like, I need to go. And he actually followed me to a 7-Eleven and watched me go into the bathroom. I used the bathroom. By the time I was out, gone. I didn't get a ticket or anything.
Oh, so you could have just gone in there and just sat down for a while, right?
Wow.
I mean,
yeah.
But he got a police escort to go drop a deuce.
It's very nice.
Exactly.
It should be offered.
All right, so here's almost the exact same story, but it didn't work out as well. I told an officer, someone texted in, that I really had to go, and that's why I was speeding. He followed me to a store. I went in, took a dump, came out. He still gave me a ticket. What a bastard, he said.
Yeah.
That does suck.
At least same tale, different ending.
Yep. At least you feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. If that was a legitimate excuse, at least,
yep.
You know, you're not going to poop yourself in your car.
Right.
Because that would be a pain.
Well, that's one of my biggest fears. Pooping in my car.
Yes.
I just got it detailed.
Yeah, well, yeah, especially now.
One
that'd be a real waste.
Yeah.
One officer said he'd be surprised how many people poop themselves when they get even in a minor accident.
See.
Well, if you've got one
on deck
knocking at the back door, just a little bit of a jolt.
I think most people, if they got hit in the stomach,
they'd poop.
They'd poop.
Poop a little
bit. Like right now, I think if Mike Tyson came over here and punched me in the stomach right now, I'm pooping.
Like, yeah, that's a myth, isn't it?
Yeah. You got that right, Mike.
He probably pooped before he even punched you. He just was coming your way.
Oh, Chuck, you've made a mess.
Oh, he wasn't even going to hit me.
This is our guest.
Mike Tyson just walked into the room.
Chuck's after me. Just our guest.
He's so scary.
He let out that really gasp is. And then soiled
himself.
Oh,
no. Sorry, Lise.
Sorry.
We'll tell everyone that he punched you, though.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Thank you. Cover for me. But do you think it's the seatbelt when they get in an accident that they get pushed forward and the seatbelt goes against their stomach and they drop a deuce?
I mean, dude, you almost, you know, we've all almost been in accidents before. And you know how, like, your whole system gets, like, you know, like, fired up almost. Your adrenaline kicks in. I guess that can be enough for people to... Yeah.
I wonder if it's just some people's like fight or flight responses like that.
I think there's a lot of factors because I was in like a pretty like crazy accident, like fender bender type thing. And it was, I didn't poop.
Oh, I was going to say, are you about to say you pooped yourself?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
I would never say that.
No. Undefeated.
Don't never have to worry about me saying that.
Yeah.
But I, yeah, I think it has to do with what kind of poop's knocking at the door. And,
yep.
You know.
How long you've been holding it.
You got diarrhea.
No, it's just...
Then the slightest breeze.
Yep.
This guy said, my lawyer told me if you poop yourself in an accident, you get an extra $5,000.
You get an extra $5,000 from the person
the
you're
settlement.
Suing? Oh, okay.
That's... So if someone hits you, push.
Yep.
I wonder if the paraplegic pooped himself when I
bet he did.
I bet he pooped himself twice.
I bet he did.
Twice.
You're probably lucky that you
pooped myself. I could have got some money out of the deal too.
You're probably lucky that you passed out so that you didn't poop yourself. Like you came to and all the damage was done.
Oh yeah.
If I would have pooped myself, I probably would be even more messed up today than what I currently am after that situation.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it wouldn't have been good.
Just getting that word out about that lawyer saying that is going to make cop work so much harder because everybody's going to be pooping now.
I know.
Do you think that's legit?
No.
No.
Do you
maybe the get psychological distress
like pain and suffering or something
for pooping in a car accident? Oh. That comes up.
Wow. You peed a pooped. Do you mean that you peed a pooped your pants in the
accident?
It
says no, you do not get paid for it. Soiling your pants is not an injury.
Bummer, because I'm telling you right now, next fender bender.
There's
in the
another
parking
one.
Lot.
If you pee your pants, you easily get another $15,000 to $20,000 on the settlement for humiliation. Anytime you drive, piss yourself in preparation for a possible car accident.
That seems a little suspect to me that they want you to just get in your car and pee.
I just couldn't imagine looking at a jury while your lawyer's like, he pooped his pants at the scene of the accident. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, put yourself in the defendant's shoes. Hey,
my God.
Pooped pants walking around officers of the law.
I see, like, humiliation part of it, though. Like, a certain lawyer would play that up.
Yeah. They would, but it would just be...
As long as you agree to it.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
But right. it would probably just help you get whatever the initial... Whatever you're asking for.
They just tack it on.
Yeah.
There's no extra poop.
I don't think so.
No.
I guess it all depends.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, speaking of driving, a woman who was test driving a brand new car crashed after traveling over 100 miles an hour on I-395 in Norwich, Connecticut.
It's at least a test drive.
Don't we all, though? Doesn't everyone who test drives a car?
Nope.
Well, not 100 miles an hour.
Well, no, but I push it.
Well, you have to see what the car's all about.
That's right.
I just went on a test drive recently, and the guy was like, I'll come with you, you know, if you want. I'm like, no, I wouldn't let him come with me because I know that I'm going to try that engine out.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
See what it can do a little bit. I don't want this guy coming with me.
That's so funny. I didn't know you could tell him not to.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's incredible. Depends on the person.
Yeah, I think Lisa can get away with that. Andy, you
and
they
take one look at me and they're like,
in the back seat.
We're going to have two guys roll with you, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been able to take a test drive without anyone in the car. I just had to leave my license behind.
Really?
I couldn't.
They're always...
No, they took a photocopy of my license. I had to have my license on me when I was driving, but they took a photocopy of my license.
Yeah, the last test drive I went on, the guy was with me. Drove around in the back.
To show you all the features and what it can do.
He was trying to tell me everything about it.
That makes sense.
Oh,
Chuck and Andy get people in the car with them. Lisa and I get to drive by ourselves.
Right, yeah.
Makes a little sense.
Yeah, they didn't
trust me. We look more responsible, I guess. So back to the story. The 30-year-old driver said she was just trying to test the capabilities of the car out. She's a lease away. But unfortunately, she did get injured in that crash. She was summoned to court for reckless driving and for failing to maintain her lane. Troopers are warning drivers to always obey posted speed limits, especially when they're operating vehicles they're unfamiliar with. She's lucky it was just minor injuries. Look at the photo.
Oh,
that's a brand new car.
What kind of car was it?
Doesn't say. I mean, you can probably see if you look closely there, but.
Well, you know, at least you can tell what the engine can do.
Right.
Just from 0 to 60.
60, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just keep thinking of somebody out west getting a Jeep trying to climb a mountain right on their test drive.
Well, I'm testing this bad boy out. Yeah, my guy was like, just take a right.
Oh, I told you where to go and everything. I think I've been on a test drive like that before years ago.
Those are the only test drives
I hated it.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Take a right.
I know for sure I was able to take it.
No, here comes the dealership. Just go on and take another right into the parking lot. Thank you. Here's good.
Oh, my God.
Here's good. Just park it right here. I'll take care of it for you.
Can anyone tell what that car is? I can't tell.
I can't tell at all.
Because it's just from the side.
No, there's not much left of it. There's not much left of it.
She did a crap. She's not the best driver.
She destroyed the front end, so you can't really tell what it was. And then the back end is now...
So embarrassing.
Destroyed.
I would...
I wonder what dealership she took it from.
The car was still owned by the dealership. But it doesn't even say what the dealership was.
I do get nervous going on test drives, though, because of that, like wrecking the car.
Or if somebody hits you or something, you don't want...
It feels so dumb.
You don't want no trouble.
No trouble.
No, who wants
They're
trouble?
Not going to be able to just fix that one up and resell it, I'll tell you that right now.
No. You're going to get a discount on that one.
No, that's a complete write-off, right?
Yeah, that's gone. I'm sure the frame is totally bent. I mean, it's completely... I was going 100 miles an hour. You can't go 100 miles an hour and get in a crash, really.
No.
Like, and usually you're dead.
You don't make it.
Yeah.
That's too fast.
Yeah, it is. Well, we can't tell what kind of car it is.
No.
Nonetheless, it's a bad day for everyone involved, especially the car dealership that just lost one of their vehicles.
Yeah.
Her insurance would have to cover it, obviously, right?
I thought it was theirs.
I don't know how it works. I would think it might be theirs.
Insurance. Oh,
it
the might car be theirs. Dealership insurance?
Yeah,
even though she caused the accident?
Yeah, they pay a certain price because they know that they're just going to give it to Yahoos.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, so then she gets off scot-free? You can crash a car on a test drive?
Well, I don't know if she's got... Free, she's being charged, right?
For reckless driving.
Oh, yeah, reckless driving.
But she's not on the hook for the cost of the car, probably.
Right.
But she really got up there on the speed, huh?
She's like
100, 100.
Oh, man, like she... Well, the car's on its roof. Well,
she's not a good driver.
It tells me she flew in the air for a bit.
No, it definitely looks like that.
Yeah.
Like, look at that. Look at that front. Like, the front end looks like it's almost gone.
Oh, yeah, it's completely mangled.
She might have flipped front end.
Not only you make these pictures bigger, but there's, like, look at the damage on the side. Did she go off here?
I think she, yeah, well, she wasn't in her lane, right? So
that's not the car for her.
No.
She can't handle it.
Slower, yeah.
Get a slower vehicle.
Have you ever been in a car, Lise? This might not be a good one for Lise, but what? Have you ever been in a car and you're like, ooh, this is too much car for me?
What, like this regular average car? Or
no, I mean, like R8. No, but that's what I mean. Like the R8, even when you drove that, were you like, ooh.
I drove that by myself, too. They want me to take it.
See that? Now, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
They go and they let Lisa drive Tony Stark's car and just take it. Oh, no, we'll see you in a couple days.
They do that with girls.
Go ahead.
Well, I knew somebody that got to take a car for a weekend.
Come on.
Yeah, the guy, I think, had a crush on her and was like, yeah, just totally take the car for the whole weekend.
Well, they listen to, they know the show and everything, so that helps me be able to take an R8.
Dealership did that with Amber.
Yeah.
They're like, take it home for the weekend, see if you like it.
Oh, see, that's nice, though. I appreciate dealerships that do that, let you take it, because sometimes you can't tell from a test drive. Just, you know, for a few minutes.
No, if you're out for 10 minutes in a car, you don't know for sure if it's for you.
You got to get a feel for it.
By the way, people are saying that's an Audi S5 or A5.
Hmm. Doesn't look S5. Like one, but...
Car appears to be several people have texted that in. Yeah. Audi S5 with
she
dealer
plates.
She
can't handle an Audi.
Well, the S5 is a big difference.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I've been in a car. A friend bought, like, a really souped-up sports car, and I took it for a drive. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't. Like, I don't want to. I just felt like it could...
Oh, take it just for a drive?
No, I took it for a drive, but then I was like, would be recklessly, or like, I don't think I'm right.
Lead foot.
Yeah.
I think my problem would be if I got a sports car, because I do, there's part of me that, like, I'd love to have a sports car, like a real fast car. Man, that'd be awesome. But I have a Jeep. And so I'm going to go from a Jeep, two Jeeps in a row, to like a fast car. Like, when I am trying to get to 70 miles an hour in my Jeep, like, I'm flooring it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, just going to take a couple minutes.
I can't handle
this. This is going to take a couple minutes.
I need a little speed.
Yeah.
I want my retirement car to be a Mustang. Like, when I'm an old lady.
Yeah.
But I'll kill myself.
Maybe late in life you'll die, but no one wants to live forever, Lise.
Like, I don't know, in my 70s or something.
Amazing. Wow, that's terrifying.
She just pulls up next to you and stops.
You're being people leave that photo now. Oh, my God, look at that old lady.
I totally want to be that person.
Yeah, that's
she's like signaling you to roll down your window. You're like, what can I do for you, ma'am? And she's like,
Beach Boys write a song about that?
Get your balls out of your purse. Let's see what you
you want to be the little old lady from Pasadena.
The old lady insulting.
That's what she wants to be.
Oh my God. It's a dream.
You'd totally be that old lady like flipping off
people. I've always wanted that car, so I'll get it then. That's what I figure.
I got a nice beard for a woman. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Your husband let you drive? Oh my God.
Well, my grandma had a sports car
Did she really?
Yeah, she had for a long time. She was in her 70s. She was graduating from college and had a sports car.
That's awesome. I'm living a different life than most the old broads.
So that's inspirational.
Oh, that's funny. Someone says when our kids take over on the Zane and Stella the Freak Show, Lisa Way will be featured on the Symphony of Destruction.
Definitely. Hopefully I'll have a self-driving car too, and just fun old-fashioned car.
Yeah.
It's my old beater Mustang. Bullet edition.
A dude said he drove a Hellcat when he worked at a dealership, and it was scary.
Well, that's got 700 and something horsepower.
Yeah, real scary.
Didn't you drive a Hellcat?
We didn't drive Hellcats.
We did?
Oh, well,
yes,
we did here. Yeah. We couldn't do anything because of the state of the road. Remember that we were like, I was like driving it, and I'm like, listen, I can't even push the pedal on this, or we're going to bottom it out.
Right.
And the leader of the whole company or whatever is in the car with me.
The head of Dodge.
The head of Dodge.
I've got a picture on my Instagram of that.
Yeah, yeah. The head of Dodge is there. I'm making jokes.
Showing your butt.
Showing my butt to the head of Dodge.
Oh, my God.
But we tried to drive it, but the roads are so bad around here, we had to drive like 20 miles an hour. So we didn't really get to drive a Hellcat. You didn't really. We couldn't even put it in the. Remember, you had to put the special mode. There's like, you had to put in the car, you can choose how fast you want that car to be. Said Lee's will be racing post office trucks. Listen. She racist, though.
No, they tried to race me.
Well, I'm just saying. Okay, but even if they try, you still raced them.
Yeah.
Even if they honk first. I mean, I can't believe what that guy was.
What happened that led? We never talked about this. Okay. How did you race a post office truck? What went down?
We were at a red light, and then he sped up, or maybe we were going to a red light or something, but he was trying to get around me. It was going to go down to one lane, and he was trying to beat me to get in front of me.
Oh, no,
he
bitch, wanted, huh?
You're and like, I couldn't believe bitch. It, though, because you know how you put your guard down around mail trucks? You're just like,
no threat.
Mail truck, whatever. But this guy was cruising.
In his mail truck?
Yes.
I'm surprised it held together.
Me too, and I just, I had to put it into gear. I was like, all right, it's on now.
What? It's on now!
Oh my God.
Really, bitch? Male bitch?
I couldn't believe it.
Okay, were you guys both at a dead stop? And then he, like, jumped the gun a little bit?
No, I don't think we were at a dead stop, because that wouldn't have happened. I think we were kind of moving still.
Okay.
But he wanted to get...
But it was going... I know that totally... That, we've all been in this situation. It's going down to one lane. The guy in the lane that's ending is like, oh, he's either going to slow down or he's going to try and speed up to beat you.
Yeah.
And most of them are like, not going to happen.
Most mail trucks will slow down.
Right, because they can't. Well, they don't have the capability.
What are they going to do? Speed up?
He did, though.
I don't know how he did that. I thought those things ran on steam. We've seen them all. They just catch fire and explode. There.
Like, but you took care of them.
Of course I did. Yeah, I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
You're not doing this.
Lisa could not be seen losing to a mail truck.
No, no, no. She would have turned her keys in that day. She had to turn her keys in that. So I'm not driving. I'm just like grandma. That's it.
I feel like if you
lost to a mail truck.
If you lifted up the hood of a mail truck, it would be just like the engine of an Easy Bake Oven or something.
Oh, exactly. It's pretty bad, yeah.
It's just two different color light bulbs. What is this madness? There can't be much under it.
Yeah. It's like an elastic, just like... wound up real tight.
Yeah, it's crazy in there. I think I saw one of those paper footballs that you used to make in school. I don't know what is it.
I would love the dash cam footage of Lisa looking over at the mail truck, be like, oh, hell no!
Yeah, that's awesome.
Trying to beat me?
Somebody's getting emasculated, and it's this mailman.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, a 2'10" woman just did something with her 6'1" husband.
Boy, I hope it's not what I think it is.
What?
Had a baby.
Oh.
But she was warned by doctors that having a baby could crush her from the inside out.
You got that right.
Yeah.
But she defied the odds and welcomed a son with her 6'1" husband.
Is it a micro child?
No, it's...
I just wonder how she wasn't killed.
It is not a micro child.
Mm.
But so this woman, their kid is now 4, and their kid looks...
Oh, my goodness.
The kid's almost the same size as mom now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
my goodness. Mm.
So this one, listen to this. This woman was born with 150 fractured bones.
Sure, it looks like it.
Trisha Taylor. She was diagnosed with osteogenesis imperfecta. A condition caused by a genetic mutation that affects the production of collagen means bones are brittle and they're breakable. From a young age, though, she's tried to build her strength so she could get out of a wheelchair and get out of her own bed. She met and married her 6'1" husband, Michael.
What's up with Michael?
But they warned... Yeah, there's got to be something.
Michael.
They warned her that he must have the world's tiniest dong, right? He was just looking for a...
I get that.
That's when they were dating.
Her hands look normal size, though.
Like Willow.
Yep.
Mm.
Exactly like Willow.
Doctor said, hey, listen, if you try and have a baby, that baby will crush you from the inside out. But she defied the odds, and she carried a baby. And that baby
those feet.
Came out fine.
Oh, what's going on there?
You're
upside down.
Yeah. She said, to this day, people still can't believe I gave birth to him. They ask if he's my baby, and I always tell them, yes, he grew in my belly.
Okay. So she sneezes or coughs, and like all her bones, bro, boy, her bones.
Kinda.
Look at that. That's not
some
right.
Stuff going on for sure.
Yeah. But yet, like a 6 foot one guy climbs on top and starts.
I have a feeling he might not have been on top.
I don't know where he was.
I think
I think she was riding that pony.
Yeah.
I think he was probably.
He would have to place her upon it.
Like a pillow. Yes. Like.
Like a flashlight. Like
yeah, like a.
That's him. That's kissing the belly.
That's nice of him. Oh, Jesus. So, does she have that pregnant glow that you're looking for, Dave?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't.
Careful, kid.
Yeah, she shouldn't take it
they
out.
You can't throw her on a trampoline, guys.
No. You can't. She'll crack into a million pieces, yeah. Right?
It's delicate.
It was this guy was her first serious boyfriend. She tried dating in the past, but they were uncomfortable with her.
Everyone can find love.
I'm glad.
It's so true.
Did.
There's someone for everyone. Yeah, their 4-year-old is bigger than his mom already.
Oh man, she's all twisted up.
She's been through some stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, she has.
Like, I think her legs are broken every which way but loose.
Yes. They look like they're currently broken.
Yeah.
Oh, that arm. Oh. That arm's having some
first
trouble.
First time I saw that.
That arm is having some trouble.
Yeah, no high fives in that family.
Cute little guy. Luckily, he seems fine. Their baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's all good.
God. But they made it.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. It looks like she's got jelly limbs.
But they're not. I think they're just, they've been broken like a million times.
They look like made of jelly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, just get those things out of the way.
Oh, no. Anyway,
make me a torso. I'm just saying, if I had jello legs, what do I need them for?
J-E-L-L-O.
Just get them out of my way.
No, but they're still legs.
For what?
You're 2'1". You want us, you don't want to, what do you want to become, 1'5"?
Yeah, you don't want to.
Dude, I'm easier to carry around.
All right, let's move on, shall we?
Yeah, no,
Let's get into this guy's ass for a second here.
Oh.
We'll move right to it, if we will.
All right. let's get in there.
Let's get in
there. Now, it's time to play What's Up His Butt?
What the hell is in there?
In his butt? Is that girl?
That 2-foot-1 girl is not in his butt.
Oh,
so we'll rule her out right from the beginning. Right. Good news for her. It's a Louisiana man.
It's a Louisiana man?
No, it was not. The guy who we're talking about.
Get me out of there.
Ew. He's from Louisiana. During a strip search, he was found to have something in his rear end. 24-year-old guy. Arrested about 40 miles south of New Orleans.
Crawfish.
That's a great guess.
Well done. It's not crawfish, but a good guess based on the geographic location.
Yes.
Police confronted him and a female acquaintance after spotting suspicious activity.
Drago's grilled oyster.
During a pat-down, they recovered handgun, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia.
Mm. He's tougher than I thought.
He was taken to the La Force Paris Sheriff's Office substation to be processed on a variety of criminal counts. It was during that process that they did a strip search, and they noticed that he was hiding something in his no-go hole.
Mm. You got something in there.
You got something in your no-go hole.
That right I do.
What is
it? You'll find out.
Now he's facing a bunch of other charges for that. So
it's drugs.
It's got to be.
It's meth.
Coke?
Is it any kind of drug? Is it a drug? No, it's not a drug. So wow. Let's move on from that. Weapons.
Like, what do you get a bunch of charges for? It's got to be contraband, right?
Money? Damn it! God damn it!
What about a pipe? What about paraphernalia?
I do that noise every time. Just I know there's a listener that hates it.
He does.
So now I do it every
time.
You
do it to get at him?
Really, yep. Just drive it home to that guy. My fake buzzer sound.
A boot knife. I don't.
It is a weapon. I'll give you that.
It is a weapon.
It is a weapon.
A shuriken. Shuriken.
Samurai sword. Letter opener. Ice pick.
Ooh, letter opener.
Ice pick.
Tiny warhammer. You really get. Hey!
Guns.
Yes, it is a loaded pistol.
Oh!
Wow. He got that up there.
He had a fully loaded pistol all the way up his rectum.
That's loose.
If you fart. There could be mad problems.
According to police, 24-year-old Justin Savoy had a 25 caliber Titan pistol concealed in all the way inside his rear end. The handgun, which has a 2.5-inch barrel and measures 4.375 inches long, was loaded, fully loaded, they say. He faces a bunch of charges because he was already on probation and free on bond. Police.
That's the first thing I tell you when you get on probation is you can't have any ass guns.
Like, look up that ass gun.
Ass gun.
The butt of the gun.
I don't know.
The shape of it, it's a right angle.
Like look at that.
Oh, it's like a little Derringer style.
Yeah, but still, that has, look at.
You don't think he just had it in his cheeks,
on that
right?
Gun. No, they say fully inside.
Oh. Yeah.
That was. So you have, like, I could see if it stopped under where you pull the trigger. Some people could get that in them, but it's the whole butt of it, too.
I mean, I don't know how you get that. The rest of it,
I don't understand.
Which way do you put it in first? What's the softest?
Well, oh, God. Well, you'd have to go.
If you're a bad news first kind of person.
Yeah. You go, get the word, get it over with. Let's go get it over with.
You go butt first.
You go butt first.
Yeah, butt first.
But then you'd have to, wouldn't you have to
Can
turn
I tell
it?
You, that little part where the hammer is? That's going to be your trouble spot.
Yeah. I mean, it's smooth sailing once you get past the first two-thirds.
Yeah. But that hammer, the way it's designed, it looks real pokey.
Oh, it's going to scratch up.
Yeah. You'd have to turn it, wouldn't you? Once you got that in, you'd have to then turn it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's some turning involved.
But then you got to think, too, if you almost have to go butt first because you want the barrel pointing away from all the stuff that's going on inside you.
I'd almost want the barrel friend. Almost still out.
He should have hit it in his hair.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of hair. He could have shoved it in there.
Yeah.
Guy's got a incredible bum.
What? I mean, it's not. It's
Please get that.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, we don't play those anymore anyway.
Not but, too bad.
But he does.
That guy's got an incredible bum.
Well,
I mean, it's magic, really. Like, when you think about what it's done.
It's like a David Blaine-style butt.
Exactly. He's got the butt of David Blaine.
He does.
He's straight magic.
Your butt's like a street magician.
Yeah.
How'd you get that in there?
At least now you know what he's up to when he goes on all those hunting trips.
Yeah.
He's practicing getting his holster the right size.
You'd have to get it at least 4 inches open, is what we're saying. Over 4 inches.
Yeah, it looks 4 inches. Yeah,
you gotta, it is over 4 inches.
You got to go see it up.
Amazing. But then they find it.
Yeah.
And then you face all sorts of charges. So as part of his probation, he was free on a $10,000 bond in advance of this. Now he's barred from owning or possessing firearms. He's been ordered to refrain from frequenting bars and lounges. And the excessive use of alcohol and the illegal use of drugs.
I just don't get what your plan is. So you got the gun in your butt. And you go to jail.
Yep.
And you first step in, and they got to give you your little flip-flops and stuff. And mm-hmm. you're like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, something happens. Somebody, like, steps at you inside the cell, and you're like, butt gun!
Yeah, like...
Murder? Then you never get out of jail.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the end game is with a fully loaded gun.
Not a thinker when you got a gun.
Maybe it's just the thought of having it is enough to scare people.
That's it. And
he realizes as a big-haired, pansy-looking dude,
right.
he may be in for some trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, especially with that magic bum of his.
Yeah, he looks like a Final Fantasy VII character.
He does.
Yeah, it was just about probably saving his butt.
Right.
But he punished it to save it, which
he did,
weird.
Too.
A boat full of asylum seekers washed up on a beach in the UK. Turned out it was a nudist beach. What a way to be welcome to a new country.
Look at this land. Crazy! It's crazy! They're naked!
One naked guy swam out to the boat to make sure they were okay.
Yeah, right.
The nudist then offered the migrants something to drink. About 80 nudists were on Pebbly Fairlight Glen Beach near East Sussex the other morning when this happened. There was one guy there who was there with his first time with his wife. They're in their late 40s. They had just gotten nude when the dinghy containing 10 men and a woman approached the shore. He said, there we were just sitting on our towels naked, and I noticed a boat. They were paddling just off the beach. Probably thinking, where the hell are we?
Having a good time, man.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
You got no clothes on, man?
It's my first day as a nudist. Where are you from?
Is that
Jamaica?
Is that right? I passed the
you
spliff.
Want me to get nude?
No. No, I don't.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, no. You don't. You really don't. That'll ruin the day.
Yeah. The beachgoers were all very friendly. They even offered the migrants some drinks. They say they ranged in age from their 20s to mid-40s, they believe.
Where were they from?
They just said migrants.
Hmm. Yeah, it's an exciting day for those nudists, especially the ones that it was their first day.
Yeah. Mm. I mean,
they dumped
it's all downhill from there. Though.
Yeah. They dumped their boat filled with orange life jackets at the beach and made off into the nearby woods. Beachgoers dragged it onto the rocks. The police arrived about half an hour later. Somebody said, you couldn't write this. Police turned up looking for migrants on a beach full of naked people. We were in disbelief. There's some pictures attached to this.
Yeah, it was a weird scene, man.
Looks like it is. There's even pictures of all the nude people helping the boat.
Grab my wiener! Pull you ashore!
It's like a tug of war, but smaller.
Where is that?
God damn it.
Boat full of... Let me just look up that.
All right.
Migrants.
Hit a roadblock here. Slowed down a bit.
There it is. Mm.
And that's not
there. It looks just like stock footage there.
No, there was actually pictures from that.
Yeah, there were pictures. Beach.
That's a huge beach right
there. There it is. So there's the nudist helping them.
All right.
Look at that old nude guy. Oh, my God. That's them approaching.
Oh, my God.
And they are. And there's all the nudists gathered around to see what they could do.
Oops.
That's the boat they came in on.
You know, the old guy was just like jingle jangling and stuff.
Oh, my God. Face,
yeah.
Dude.
Where are you running off to? Why don't you hang out? Get nude with us.
They're all so old. Look at this old guy there.
So old.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy that you get old and you just want to...
Get nude.
You don't want clothes anymore.
Look, and they all just keep nuding it about even as the cops arrive.
They don't care.
Right.
A nudist doesn't care.
Yeah, nudism is crazy to me.
That boat
that's
is...
That's them fleeing the scene.
This is the wrong place.
So that boat even had a motor and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if it ran out of gas halfway or something.
Well, they said they were paddling near the end, right?
Yeah.
I guess they could only have so much gas with all those people in a dinghy.
Yeah.
I mean, how much stuff? Oh, it was? Oh, the motor was still working.
Oh, look at that.
Hello, guys.
Hi. Welcome to
Get out of here. The people are a nude. Run.
They are running and scattering.
They're Where so happy going? To be there. They don't care.
Who's taking photos of them? Like, well, with professional cameras.
Well, one guy's pants is falling down.
They're with them.
What is this?
And they were taking, they're taking like professional.
So it's like a news place?
It's like a staged event.
Help me, I'm the fat one in the back. Please slow down.
The big guy had some trouble getting up the hill there.
Who made us land on a sand?
Hurry around, Jobs.
Running on sand sucks.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It's the worst.
The dunes, you ever try and climb up the dunes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm too heavy. I, like, sink into the sand when I try to get my footing. I'm not meant for beaches in a bunch of ways.
Right.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.